Salt 106.5, you with Christian and Eliza, and we are excited this time of year to be catching up with one of the biggest legends in Red Frog's organisation, Chris George. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I'm well. How are you doing?
Good, really good. Mate, this year's been really different for you guys, obviously, and your role with Red Frogs was National Festivals organiser, as well as the schoolies operations, and a lot of the festivals kind of went south this year.
Yeah, that's right. Zero festivals happening over summer this year, so really just focusing on all our schools education stuff that we're doing in high schools all over the state, and then obviously schoolies.
Now,
not too long.
Mate, look, for anyone that doesn't know, the Red Frogs organisation has been going since about 1997, and in support of students, and especially in schoolies, in that weeks when the grade 12s are graduating and things can get a bit hectic. And the Red Frogs volunteer army, volunteer force have been there in support, doing all kinds of stuff. Hey, getting make sure there's water and pancakes and food and Red Frogs into some of the revelers' bellies and make sure they're making as wise decisions as possible.
That's exactly right. We've been going for quite a long time now, and I think 23 years doing anything, you get pretty good at it.
Yep.
And so we, mate, I think our pancaking skills are pretty crash hot now, so we're ready in a COVID-safe way, of course.
So good, mate. And yes, it is this time of the year when the school leavers are, you know, well, they're in exam block at the moment, and so we've been giving them shout-outs on that front, and soon into freedom. But celebrating, they can't travel as far this year as some of the other years.
Yeah, that's right. And particularly, you know, with some of the border closures in Queensland, we're just noticing that a lot of the students for grade 12, they're kind of making three decisions. They're either going and celebrating locally, like actually where they live, and that's applicable all over the state of Queensland. So we're actually seeing a lot of like Rockhampton students that are celebrating in Yeppoon, which is literally just next door.
Yeah.
There's a few that are changing locations, so there's been a huge shift away from the Gold Coast as the primary hotspot, and then going to other destinations. And then also the third decision that school leavers are making is just not to do anything and sort of just save their money and go into the workforce and, you know, do that sort of thing.
Wow. So are we going to see some schoolies at Noosa or the Sunshine Coast?
Yeah, 100%. And that's a bit of the trend we're noticing, because the announcement from the Queensland Premier back at the end of August, you know, just said that there's no organised schoolies events.
Wow.
Very interesting.
So essentially, the beach party on the Gold Coast, that was called off. And then the students are like, well, there was a decision that they had to make, and they decided that they'd give the Gold Coast a bit of a miss this year. And we're noticing that a lot of the students are heading up to Noosa and the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, good times for the Sunny Coast.
Yeah, well, look, we might continue that after the break because, yeah, it is Sunny Coast is going to be a bit of a focus this year, especially when some of these schoolies were even travelling further afield. I know Red Frogs had representation, you know, in some of the hotspots like Bali and beyond, Bali and Fiji and things like that, or even Byron, where at the time when people were deciding what to do, even the borders closed, where some of those other areas down south, Byron and all that and beyond, it just wasn't even an option this year at the time.
Yeah, that's right. And really keen to have a chat about, you know, what the Red Frogs are up to and some of our little safety messages for the students.
Excellent.
Great.
Excellent, mate. Well, look, we'll be back right after this, and we want to especially get your input, Chris, on how the Sunshine Coast is going to be affected over these next few weeks and how we can be aware and be as safe as possible during schoolies.
Sounds great.
Awesome, mate. All right, Christian, Eliza, and Red Frogs legend Chris George. We're going to be back with you right after the break. Salt 106.5, you're with Christian and Eliza, having a great fun time and also catching up right now with Red Frogs legend Chris George. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Mate, we're hoping you have stockpiled sleep for the, you know, during this year, because you're heading into...
You're going to need it.
Yeah, a bit of a month when it's going to be in short supply, mate.
Oh, mate, it's definitely Red Frog training a couple of weeks before. I've got a baby at the moment, so I think having a baby is definitely setting me up for school this week with the nocturnal life, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine with the vomit, all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. Now, we were saying just
hopefully
break,
I don't have to change anyone's nappies up on the Sunshine Coast.
Hey, I hope that for you too, Chris. Yes, I really do.
Absolutely. Mate, we were just saying before the break that the usual behaviour on schoolies has changed, even down to some of the larger events that have not going ahead, even a lot of the activity down the Gold Coast, which was a major hotspot. And then with the travel restrictions, a lot of Queenslanders are staying in Queensland and a lot of people are actually heading up here to the Sunny Coast more than usual.
Yeah, that's right. Mate, we're seeing a lot heading to the Sunny Coast. A lot of the GPS sort of private schools from Brisbane made the decision a little while ago to head up there. And so I think that sort of momentum we've definitely noticed in all our school seminars that we're in at the moment. Obviously, the grade 12s are in exams, but prior to that, it's just that was the talk of the town is a bit of Noosa and the Sunshine Coast.
Chris, we're parents and, not quite at schoolies age just yet, but what message would you give to parents who have got, kids attending a schoolies event this year?
I guess probably the big one is just because of all the uncertainty and maybe some of the announcements from the government around schoolies events being cancelled on the Gold Coast, is really just that reassurance that there will be support for their young ones around the state of Queensland, regardless of where they're heading. You know, Red Frogs, we're in Tinaroo Dam, out past Cairns. We're in Airlie Beach, Yeppoon, Agnes Waters, Sunny Coast, up at Tin Can Bay and Inskip Point, Rainbow Beach even. Yeah. So we got frogs and four-wheel drives on Tiwa Beach.
Oh,
we're all over the place. I guess really just that knowing that there will be support for the young students, also making sure that they're taking proactive steps to support them. Mm. Things like, frozen meals are gold because the last thing that grade 12s think about when they finish school is cooking meals through schoolies. And so cooked meals, heaps and heaps of water. Mm. And then also knowing that the mental health has been massive. Like the grade 12 students have had a huge year this year. It's been really, really big for them. And so if you have a student, a young one that's heading to schoolies, but you're still a little bit concerned, and particularly around the things of mental health, just make sure you give the Red Frogs a call. We have a 24/7 call center during schoolies. And so that hotline, you can contact us and just let us know, that there might be a little concern for your student, for your young one, and we'll be able to provide as much support as we can.
That's great, Chris. Love it, mate. Well, look, for everyone up here on the Sunny Coast, we need to start looking out because late November, early December, it's going to be on. There is rumoured several thousand schoolies that are heading our way that ordinarily may have gone elsewhere. So it's going to be safety central, shall we say, and safe partying. And, Chris, we look forward to the Red Frog Army, the Red Frog Volunteer Force up here in full force. And so we are supporting you guys, cheering you on. People want to find out more, they can go to redfrogs.com.au. Anywhere else you'd love them to head, Chris?
Mate, that and also we have got a Red Frog app that they can download. So whether you're a parent or a schoolie, just download our app and then you can actually reach out to us and we can help you out just through that. It's super easy.
Awesome. Mate, thanks so much for your time today. We're cheering you on and praying for supernatural sleep.
looking forward to it. That'd be much appreciated.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, Christian, Eliza and Chris George from Red Frogs with you this morning. Again, you can go to redfrogs.com.au. Download the app if you've got a school graduate heading off on schoolies. And Chris, you're a legend, mate. Can't wait to catch you next time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
See ya.
Christian, Eliza and Chris, Salt 106.5.